Peeling back one more layer on the domestic governance story, there are a series of institutional pressure points this week that individually might look like minor personnel disputes, but collectively paint a picture of significant tension between the executive branch and various oversight structures. The ousting of the top Treasury tax official over IRS audit warnings is one. The official had reportedly raised concerns about the administration's direction on audit policy and was removed. That matters because IRS audit rates and enforcement priorities have significant revenue implications. The Congressional Budget Office has consistently found that audit funding pays for itself many times over in recovered revenue.
The call for Justice Amy Coney Barrett to resign from Trump allies following her testimony on security matters is another signal of how the administration's relationship with the judiciary is evolving. Barrett was a Trump appointee confirmed in 2020. The fact that Trump-aligned voices are now calling for her resignation over a security-related testimony suggests the administration views judicial independence as conditional on alignment. That is a meaningful escalation in the rhetoric around the Supreme Court's composition.
The Secret Service story, agents reportedly fed up with Vice President Vance's travel demands, is in some ways a smaller story, but it illuminates a broader dynamic about the administrative strain on federal protective services that have been asked to do more with less following DOGE-era staffing cuts. The reflecting pool peeling story, which sounds almost trivial, is actually a useful case study in how deferred maintenance and rushed renovation decisions create visible public embarrassments. The determination that the peeling is likely from application flaws rather than vandalism is worth noting because initial reporting suggested possible protest-related damage.
And then there's the Ryan Cohen and GameStop story, which technically belongs in the business segment, but has a political flavor too. Cohen vowing he's coming for eBay one way or another sounds like a meme stock era boast, but it actually reflects a legitimate strategic ambition. Cohen has been positioning GameStop as a vehicle for acquisitions, and eBay's secondary marketplace business is a logical target if Cohen wants to move into e-commerce at scale. Whether he can execute is a separate question from whether the intention is serious. And at this point, the intention appears serious.